Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, babe.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report, starring Mike and Mick and Lou and nobody else.
What? I texted you the fucking number. I'm on the air, bitch. You're not going to hear nothing but me talking right now. BlogTalkRadio.com. I put it on my Facebook, man.
Yeah, I'm talking to some retarded roommate.
You'd be the only one. Just fucking call in, bitch. Go on my page. It's on my page.
Fucking faggots bother me while I'm trying to do my show.
Yo, Eddie. You remember, did you know Laura Agostino? Laura Agostino. She went to Mount Vernon High School. She's a Brazilian girl. Portuguese girl. Oh. Well, she's having a fucking baby, stupid bitch. What's wrong with these women having fucking children? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Hello? What are you talking about? Yo.
Laura Agostino?
It doesn't ring a bell.
She was in.
Are you questioning why people our age are having kids? We're 35, dude.
Yeah, that's still like. Why would you do that to your body when it's going to take even longer to recover at 35?
All right. Well, fair enough. But girls are
exactly
like,
okay.
Have been having kids for years.
Some faggot is calling in. Hold on. Welcome to the show, faggot.
What's up, homos? How are my bitches doing?
What up?
Put it out, dude.
I got shakes in my room listening to us on the radio. We have one fucking rating. See,
it's,
I bring you guys ratings. You guys should lick my nuts.
Here's how bad our show is, Mick. We got a dirty Puerto Rican and a dirty Brazilian calling in for the show. Do you know about Brazilians?
Who else is on the line?
Eddie Target's in the background.
No, he's not on the line. He's in the background.
Oh, okay.
Yo, if I was to post this on my page and say I'm going to be on the radio with these guys, you guys would get hit. Fans would be like, yo, that's Jimmy. I want to play with Jimmy. Can I suck his nuts? Fans.
That's because you and Eddie took the top of nearly everybody on your friends list.
I think I have, yeah.
You've had so many of the penises on your friends list in your mouth that people will call just to get a taste of you again.
It's a 17, but yeah, I know.
So Mick, how's work, sweetheart? How you doing, baby? Everything okay?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just trying to get out of here, so I'm good to go now.
Yo, Mick, when are you gonna visit us?
He doesn't have a car.
Well,
he's not walking down here.
I'm not trying to get shot. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, you ain't got a car, so we'll have Mike pick you up in his great van. You come on over, and we'll gangbang you in the basement like old times.
Nice.
That should be fun.
There we go. That's what's up.
Because, see, here's the thing, though. Mick is 35, and I'm 35. And neither one of us, like, smoke weed or anything like that. So if I was to be like, hey, come over, it's a Wednesday night, let's hang out, he'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Drink a beer, hang out, watch a show. You guys,
I'm not going to do that. If he invited me to do that, I wouldn't do that.
We fuck him, Mike. Yeah, why are you cock-blocking, Mike? I'm giving you a piece of Mick's ass and you're blocking. You're a kid,
I don't,
bro.
Believe me, if I wanted Mick's ass, it would be available.
Of course.
Yeah. I've seen Nick pretty drunk. I think he would have given it up.
Yeah.
Especially when we were singing Hall & Oates together in the car. I'm sure I could have caught a piece off of him.
Yeah, you probably could have got him, yeah.
Had a big gay Hall & Oates orgy.
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so there's a dirty Brazilian and a dirty So I was telling them earlier, do you know about Brazilians? Have you heard this shit that there's a manhood ritual in like a certain Brazilian tribe that they isolate the boys at a certain age? I think it's like 5.
Wait,
and they have to live.
I'm hearing you like in stereo.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's because I walked into the room and you heard some of the recording on my phone that Eddie's one fan is listening to us on the laptop.
Because Jay has no respect for the acoustics in a place where we both live.
James is a musician, he understands the acoustics. But yo, Mick, real quick, and say yes or no to this question. Aren't all bestiality porns filmed in Brazil?
I'm not aware of where they are filmed, to be honest with you. I don't know.
No, actually, all bestiality films are filmed in Mick's basement.
Exactly.
No, but let me just finish this real quick while I can.
Okay.
This manhood ritual, they isolate these like 5-year-old boys. For the next 10 years, they live with nothing but men. And then at the end of their living situation, they have to perform oral sex on an older, unmarried male and drink their semen, and only then are they a man.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
Hold on, Mick, what the fuck makes you say it's so hot?
What I was just saying about the dick sucking.
I know
Brazilian
that, but I said, what would make Mick say it's hot? Does Mick like
too loud, motherfucker?
I'm sorry.
It's echoing.
Hell yeah.
He said that's hot.
Jay was just telling a story about how Eddie was kicking a dildo into his own ass while he was jerking off.
Oh, nice. I'm just upset because you told me we had a Brazilian and a Puerto Rican. I was hoping it was chick because that'd be fine.
No, man, not at all. No women come here. They know better. First off, they see my rape man outside, and they're like, Let me ask you guys a question. If you're with a girl and you tell her that the house you're bringing to is a rape house, if you want to go in, and she gets raped, is that still rape? If she gets raped, even though she agreed to go into the rape house? I mean, does that count as rape? If you tell her, listen, like, I'm going to take you, let's say you say, hey, I'm going to take you out tonight, and then I'm going to rape you. And she's like, oh, okay.
No, it's not
rape,
because you told her, you foretold her of it, and she said, oh, okay. If you worded it like that, if you say, oh, we're going to go to my house, and you might get raped tonight, ha, 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 and then she actually gets raped, you're being accused of rape, because she wasn't foretold of it. You just joked about it, wasn't taken serious.
Well, no,
but now you're telling her
Mick
you're definitely going to get raped tonight when you come to my house. Oh.
Mick only jokes about it. I tell him for real. I look him in the eye, and I'm like,
No, I joke about roofies, not rape.
Oh, yeah. We should get Eddie in on this call. I want to ask him questions about roofies.
Oh, Christ. We're still going to have this conversation again?
Well, I just want to know if he's ever took... Because my ex-girlfriend actually took GHB, which is another rape drug.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Put him on. This is so disorganized.
Hello?
That is consensual.
So, Eddie, let me ask you a question. Out of all the shit that you've done, have you ever done roofies?
Roofies?
Yeah.
I gave them to a lot of chicks, but maybe not done as many as I've given away.
So you never done, like, GHB or anything like that?
Yeah, I've done that, yeah.
Well, that's also a rape drug, so.
Same shit, all right, yeah. Never got raped, but I never raped.
Eddie, I got raped.
JV says
I don't know you that well, Eddie, but I can tell you right now that it would be really hard to rape you because you never say no.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I'd be into it no matter what, you know what I mean? I'd be like, fuck it. Consensual sex is all right. It's not rape if it's consensual, you know?
Right, exactly. You can't rape the willing.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, see, I figured since every episode we wind up talking about rape somehow, I figured I'd just start the show off with it.
That's because you live
with
it. I
know, we do make it 10 minutes this time.
Yeah, we made it to,
see, I'm telling
we made
you, we
10 whole minutes
of it. We need a rape whistle.
No, you only
You're
talk
right,
about rape now because of JV. You live with JV now, it's going to be about rape and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, for some like, he has, like, he's got some pretty funny questions. He asks these, like, scenarios. So last year,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I'd say about 90% of them involve rape in one way or another.
Yeah. What if you walk into a room and someone's raping your kid, or someone's raping you or your wife, or raping you? You know? Those are all the scenarios.
So between you and Eddie, women should really be afraid.
No, 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 no.
All the guys around should be afraid.
Jesus.
No, I don't agree with that either. All right. I don't agree with that. I mean, no. No one should be afraid. It's a consensual rape is.
So my blown asshole is not from rape.
No, it's from eating real bad food.
I guess no, you're right though.
Yes, yes. But watch out for JV.
What the fuck do you eat?
Me?
Yeah.
I do like I do whatever I can. Yeah, I eat whatever I can. Like once a day. I
you
drink
eat
beer
once
all
a day?
Day. Yeah, I drink beer all day and eat like once a day before I go to bed.
Fucking Christ, how are you alive? How is your liver working?
That's what I do, dude. It works.
Nick, how old were you when you had your first alcoholic beverage?
The first time I had an alcoholic beverage was younger, but the first time I actually got drunk, I was 27.
Well, when did you like drink, like socially? When did you start drinking socially?
That was, yeah, same time, 27.
27?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
Eddie's been drinking since he was two.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, he's fucking doing great. Yo, don't drink again ever in your life. Fuck that. Oh, my God. That's fucking crazy. What was it?
27 years
old.
What? So, Nick, why did it take you so long to, I don't think I ever asked you this, why did it take you so long to, like, actually drink?
I don't know. I just never really wanted to be honest with you. I never had. What did he say?
Yeah, you never wanted to do it.
So you lost your virginity at 28.
No, that's not true. That actually happened earlier too.
No, but, he had sex before he drank.
But you didn't like beer. Fuck it. You didn't like to drink.
No, that's now.
What's the thing?
That's now.
I still to this day I still don't drink beer. I never liked beer. Like I.
That's what I mean.
Beer,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
I mean,
no, I totally hear
beer.
You. Yeah.
He only drinks liquor and cum.
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying, yeah.
Preferably together.
Hold on. We actually have a caller. Can you believe it? We got a caller.
Oh,
hold on. Somebody other than,
our friends are
than
on the line
people
right
that
now.
I forced. Hold on. Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report. Are you ready to be raped?
Yeah, I was wanting a pepperoni pizza with a side of anchovies.
Yeah, who the fuck is this?
Is this some New Zealander weirdo?
Is this a real
who
call?
Is that?
No, who is it? Do you know what it is like or not?
I'm not sure. I think I might know who it is.
I actually, I once met Mike at a bus station, and we had a wonderful night together.
Completely believe
amazing.
That story.
That doesn't.
No,
let me just
I mean,
say that does not. No. That does not narrow it down at all.
Yeah, be more specific.
Not. None of that rings a bell whatsoever.
That could be one of thousands of people.
That's like any Tuesday night for Mike.
Yeah, we've all been on many buses, all right? So
this is Stan from Kentucky.
Who?
Stradivarius Studebaker.
Oh, yeah. He's Facebook. I know. Your name is Stan, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, are you high right now?
That's Yeah.
It's a 420 friendly show
here.
Because one of the contributors spends most of his day stoned.
I didn't actually want to say yes. In my mind, I was saying, don't say yes. And then the first thing I said was yes.
Well, you
yeah, if you say yes to three people who are listening to this, might.
If you're that paranoid, this is not a place that you're going to worry about anybody listening to. Trust me.
Yeah, we're all pretty high.
Only a half the people on the phone right now, hi, but nobody's listening.
Yeah. That's one reason I've called one other time, and it was like this late into the show, too. And it's done it to me both times. Because there's
a
power.
347-212-0740.
These guys called into the show because you're probably even worse off than us, which means you have nothing better to do. I can't even convince my mom to call in. Although I can convince Mick's mom to do just about anything.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mick. Your mom's a sweetheart.
When I jumped in, were you guys talking about drinking? I only had it on for like a second, and then I punched in. And
yeah, we were talking about drinking
about
because
that's what we do. And then turned into
Shakes is trying to get on because I took the phone from him. I said, "Fuck that, it's my phone."
Oh shit! Hold on. Hello, welcome to the Questionable Intelligence Report. There are five people on the phone right now. Who's this 347 bitch?
This is
the most callers we've ever had at one time. This is amazing.
Who the hell is that?
Who? It's probably Eddie.
Yeah, Shakes is dumbass, man. He's calling from my room.
Yeah,
finally he's trying to build up from his ass.
So stay still so you're not on everybody else's phone, for Christ's sake.
I'm walking around the house. I'm bored.
He's walking around the house like he's
motherfuckers are there.
I swear to God, this kid shoves an 8-ball of coke up his ass every day. He does not stop moving.
The three of you should fuck each other, and whoever comes the quickest, you get control of the phone.
Yo,
Eddie, I got an idea. Let's play Okie Cookie, but Kate is the cookie.
Nah, I ain't down with that shit. Y'all niggas are funny.
We'll play the biscuit game, and JV can be the biscuit.
I'm down for that. Fuck it.
All right. So who's on right now?
Is that Snoop Lion?
Is what?
I thought I heard Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion?
I forgot about that.
Dude,
so I'm just being.
Did you guys hear about that shit? Snoop Dogg went out to Jamaica and he went to some Rastafarian temple and the head guy was like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Snoop Dogg." And the guy's like, "No, you're not a dog. You're a lion." So now he's changing his name to Snoop Lion, and he's going to put out a reggae album.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding.
That was enough.
I want to collaborate with Snoop Lion.
I'm a much bigger fan of Snoop Lion than I was Snoop Dogg already for some reason. But
I kind of feel bad for him that he's that bored with his life that he's like, "Oh, now I'm going to be a reggae guy."
Dude, why do you have to bore him, man? Actually, he has the opportunity to do that, man. So it's fun. I wish
he's fucking
Snoop.
He can do whatever the fuck he wants at this point.
Exactly.
I mean, nobody's going to buy his reggae album, but we can all sit around and laugh at it after it comes out.
And it's going to sell.
Just the fact that you're going to laugh about it means you heard it. So, you know, it's going to be all over the fucking place.
Yeah, but you said, "I'm not going to fucking pay for it. I'm going to look it up on YouTube."
No, yeah. You're going to hear it.
Yeah, but there's going to be a million others that will pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. Really?
All right.
If we hate it and want to fucking check it out, a lot more people like it.
Exactly. Remember, every song that you hate is somebody else's favorite song.
Yeah, it's over. It's like 5-1.
I don't know. I think it'll have to be good for it to really sell a lot.
It'd be like,
man. NSYNC does not put out good shit. Justin Bieber shit is whack as fuck. That sounds like something on the TV network.
It
sells millions.
Yo, I jerk off to Justin Bieber and his music. And what?
Look, right here. Nick probably bought a CD as a joke, but he spent the money on it, you know?
Now, you know what? I'm with Mick. Justin Bieber looks like a 15-year-old lesbian. I jerk off to that.
No. See, yo, if I draw the line, it's really bad. All right? Because I never draw the line.
You see, Eddie's only drawing the line because he's not actually looking at a picture of Justin Bieber right now.
No, I don't like that.
I agree with Eddie.
Like
he wouldn't do nothing with Justin Bieber. That's not Eddie's type. Justin Bieber would never lay a hand on Eddie. Eddie likes to be manhandled, so Justin Bieber's not his type.
So if Justin Bieber was 25, then Eddie would go for him.
If Justin Bieber was 25, blue collar, and actually put his hand across Eddie's cheek in fast motions, Eddie would enjoy it.
No. He looks so young, man.
This is horrible, by the way. We have the most people on the phone we've ever had.
It's all a bunch of faggots.
You're all a bunch of faggots. We have no women on this show whatsoever.
All right. Let's talk about fucking Selena Gomez then, not Justin Bieber.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yeah, the way we talking has nothing to do with homophobia. It has to do with pure masculinity to the point that I'm so fucking secure of my manhood. I know I'm a fucking man, and I date women, and I fuck women.
Right. I can joke around and say, yo, I'm secure of myself, Mike. Totally, I'm not gay, sure.
I can joke around about it.
I fucked bitches like you in prison, all right?
Tell him, Eddie.
Oh, my God. Who are you talking to? You ain't big enough to fuck a motherfucker like me, kid.
I don't know. I lost something. In the world. It doesn't mean you're gay. You're man enough to say, yeah, I'll stick my dick anywhere.
Exactly. Thank you.
I don't think that makes you man enough. I think that makes you a dirty motherfucker.
Fuck it, we're dirty men.
You know what I did when I was like 11 years old? Like there was like a fucking steak. It was fucking seasoned. I wrapped it around my cock and I fucked it. And then at dinner, my mom was like, "You want steak?" I was like, "No, I had some before."
That must have been one tiny ass filet mignon.
And Dave ate it.
Everyone ate it. They all ate it. Disgusting. I ate some too.
Yeah.
Wait. Did you blow a load on it?
What? Of course.
And then
Oh,
there's something wrong with him.
And Justin Bieber is the line, really?
Right? Your entire family ate your man sauce. You had your baby batter in your family's mouth.
Seriously. Yeah, but the steak, I mean, Justin, I don't know.
Let me tell you something. Justin Bieber might be gross, and it might be a horrible thing to think about, but I can honestly say that none of my family has ever swallowed my cum.
I think that's where you draw the line. That's where I draw the line right there.
I'm backing up now.
I feel bad because I had to think to myself, can I say the same thing?
We're like there's crickets in the background now.
Well, see, here's the thing. If you can go up to my mom.
Yeah.
You can go up to my mom and say, "Hey, have you ever swallowed Mike's cum?" And she'll say without missing a beat, "Fuck no, what's wrong with you?" However, if you were to go to Eddie's mom and say, "Hey, have you ever swallowed Eddie's cum?" She's going to have to think about it. She's like, "Well, it's fucking Eddie we're talking about."
Yeah, but nobody knows.
Everybody knows Eddie. Come on, you told so many people this story. You want to tell him when your brother wanted to fuck you up when you told this story? He's like, "No, I didn't either." Come on, everybody knows this story, Eddie.
My mom and tell her.
No, your mom may not know, but I'm sure she knows about it. She's like, Eddie's disgusting.
I'm sure your mom knows what cum tastes like, Eddie.
She's all right.
Oh, boy.
What if you tell
her and she's like, "Oh, yeah, I knew."
What if you go up to her
and you're like, "Hey, did you know that Eddie jerked off onto a piece of steak and you guys cooked it and everybody ate it?" And she'll be like, "Yeah, I know. Come on."
That was the best fucking piece of steak I ever had.
That's a mom that protected you, didn't rat you out, protected you, did not rat you out, and that was the good mom.
and Hatred Mantos. Swallowed at least one-fifth of your load.
Yeah, you're right. That's sick, right? But fuck it, yeah, it happens.
I'd say the Justin Bieber thing, that line was leapt over completely by you.
Justin, I can make my family eat my cum and sleep good at night, but I couldn't fuck Justin Bieber.
Are you saying you had to fuck Justin Bieber? Just jerk off to a picture of him.
he has jerked off to more masculine pictures. It's the femininity of the Justin Bieber that he won't jerk off to. It has to be very masculine to get him off. Come on, guys.
Justin Bieber's not manly enough for him
to
ejaculate.
No, he's not. He's soft. Eddie will hurt him. Eddie's hands are made of stone. He likes to grab a man and know that he's not going to break him.
Since this is a fucking retardedly gay sausage fest anyway, I'm going to ask you guys a question. What do you think is gayer? Fucking a dude straight up in the ass and busting a load all over his face, or making out with a dude?
I've done both. So I'm gonna say honestly, making out is gayer than
No, I agree with you. You fucking
I don't
crazy.
Know. I think actually penetration.
Hold on. I've done both.
You're penetrating a man's ass. That is not cool. Or you are getting penetrated by a man. I think that is the gayest.
You can't come back from penetration. Let me
kissing.
You
could bounce back from kissing.
Listen, the man.
Hold on. If you're fucking the guy, are you busting on his ass or are you busting in his face?
In his face.
No. In his face is gayer.
What are
you talking about? Guys, chill.
Don't get excited over this topic.
I fucked like a shemale, you know what I mean?
Right.
In the ass. And even sucked his dick.
Is the guy Justin Bieber?
No, I don't think that's as gay as making out with a fucking head. Like a dude with 5 o'clock shadow and you're like fucking making out, touching yourself's faces and shit.
Yo, that's fucking gay. No, of course. That can fucking happen. Now, penetration, you can't come back from penetration. You made out with a guy, you had a gay moment.
I disagree with you because as fucking gay as gay sex is, it's sex. It's a thing. If you're getting tender with a dude's face and making out with him and touching the back of his head and shit, that's even gayer.
No, that's different. You didn't say make out. You said just make out, like kiss each other.
The Brazilian way is just to fuck. Doesn't matter. Yo, you should put your dick in something. You know,
if you're busting on a dude's face, that's super gay. You gotta look at him like looking up at you like that. That's the gayest shit ever.
But
you think blowing a load on a dude's face is gayer than making out with him?
Yes, no. I think making out with a guy is gayer than fucking a chick with a dick.
No, because you could get drunk and kiss your man by accident.
No, Eddie, I agree with you on that.
You cannot get dick in your friend or have him
stick
your dick in you.
Okay, what's worse, Eddie? What's worse?
Hold on.
What's worse, blowing a load on JB's face or tenderly making out with him?
Blowing a load.
You're an expert in this area, so you're the right person to ask.
Blowing a load, dude. I don't want to kiss Davey. I'll fucking come in his face.
Kissing him is even gayer than blowing a load on his face.
Yeah, exactly. You're like showing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I believe the same thing.
Because when you kiss somebody, you can end the kissing in like a minute. When you're getting your dick sucked, you go into an orgasm.
No, James.
You have to concentrate
animal,
and focus and have an orgasm.
There's an animal instinct. There's an animal instinct where you grab
bullshit.
From behind.
Bullshit. When you hear like a man sucking your dick or you feel his beard against your balls. I don't care who you are. If you're a man with this kind of strength, my erection is going down.
Eddie is right, and I'll tell you why. Because if he's right, the animal instinct to fucking orgasm. That's there's no emotion and feeling involved in that.
Now look down and you're like,
with
oh,
a dude
shit,
like
I can't
that.
Even keep
that's like emotional and shit.
I can't
you're fucking
fat.
Kissing is different. You know, kissing is different. That's what JV is talking about.
Kissing is accidental. You just kiss a nigga and you walk away. Whoops.
There's a lot of
stuff you do
is
fucking that's wrong.
You don't kiss by accident. You
so
know,
in other words, I think what we've all learned from the show is Eddie's a dirty bastard, and JV likes to make out with dudes.
Yeah, we're going to get cut off soon. We're going to get cut off. Good night, people.
Oh, man.
We're getting cut off soon. Good night, everyone. Suck a dick.
All right.
All right. Later, guys.
Thanks, thanks for calling in, brother.
He wants us.
No worries.
All right, kids. Have a good night.
All right, guys. See you guys.
Later, guys. Have a good night.